Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I don't know why we played that because I'm going to discuss Michigan State here, but whatever. We'll get to that later. You got a sneak preview of a topic I'm doing later. Whatever. All right, the MSU stuff. So I think the expected happened. I think only a blind homer thought they were going to go to Columbus and win because 1998 or because 15. That's just not logic. That's just idiots being idiots. It's not that State got beat or even got beat badly. It's really kind of how it looked. And what frustrates me the most is the defense was awesome in the first quarter. And if you get a glimmer of hope against Ohio State, you better charge through that crack. You better knock the door down. And it will always and forever go back to the offense with this team because the offense is a joke. And you can quote whatever stats you want. You can play pretend. Here's the reality. The offense was garbage in game one, garbage in game three, was very up and down against Indiana in my world, and then garbage against Ohio State. You scored 10 points. You didn't put up 300 yards of offense. And your defense gave you the ball time and again in the first quarter. And you know how you rewarded your defense? By being down 3-0. Because this broke bleep offense turned it over so deep in their own end, OSU could just do nothing again and plop a field goal through the uprights. The game was lost right then and there. You can't play 15 minutes of fury against Ohio State and be down 3-0. At that point, you know, you're dead. You got to be up 10-0, up 14-0. But see, here's the problem. The offense will do just enough to give the dim portion of our fan base hope. Oh my God, did you see that 75-yard drive? It can work. And it doesn't look like that the rest of the night. Because here's the problem. It's a poorly offensively coached football team. It's a poorly put together offensive football team. And it all falls at the feet of Mark D'Antonio. When you put substandard assistant coaches as position coaches, and then you recruit substandard players, well, then the scheme comes into play and you're like, look, I'm going to try like hell to out-scheme this. And I give Salem some credit that it does look different and it can feel different, but the rest of it just screws it all up. I mean, Mark has allowed a program that was in the college football playoff in 2015 to go on an offensive slide and really from a talent standpoint, a brain drain, if you will, a talent drain, if you will, over a 4 or 5 year period that is, it's astonishing. It really is. No, we don't have Justin Fields. We don't have J.K. Dobbins. But we didn't have Braxton Miller, you know? We didn't have J.T. Barrett. We didn't have Zeke Elliott, but we had players. See, this is the thing. If you're not going to go out and be able to recruit big time, which State never really did consistently, you got to evaluate and you got to hit. And MSU always hit. Who the hell is Darquez Denard? His town has one stoplight. Wow, he's a first-round corner. Trey Waynes and even guys like Marcus Rush. Okay? I'm not putting him on that pedestal of NFL player, but Marcus Rush was a really good college football player. Not some huge recruit. Le'Veon Bell, Kirk Cousins. The list goes on and on and on and on. We're not finding those guys anymore. We're not. All right. Benny Fowler's not walking through that door. All right. So that falls on Mark and it falls on his assistants. And when you look at the way this team plays offensively, drop passes, a blown assignment, you know, inability to execute, maybe guys who just aren't that good. Well, that's on Mark. This is his product. You can't run a restaurant and serve crappy food and then blame the chef. It's your restaurant. You employed your line cooks. You're the one who does the food costing. You're the one who sources your vendors. Mark has allowed this staff to put this product on the field. He's empowered it. We scored 10 points on Saturday night. 10. So, no, I'm not freaking out that we lost. I'm not freaking out that it looked bad because, look, honestly, it should have looked worse. Ohio State didn't even care. I actually think Ohio State has a pretty healthy respect for Michigan State and vice versa, so they didn't try to just punch us in the nuts on national TV. Could they have put up 50? Easily. Easily. And the defense isn't blameless. They're not. But I also view OSU as being an unbelievably scary football team that's probably going to beat a lot of teams by a lot of points. They're going to crease you. You're going to give one up to Dobbins, or you're going to miss Fields and he's going to bomb you deep. The problem is, MSU defensively, just got to kind of call a spade. Defense is overrated. They are. Bad day at the office against Indiana. You followed it up. You should have given up 50 against OSU if OSU tried. Our secondary's just not that good. Like, Josiah Scott's all right. Josh Butler's been a disaster this year, so they played this Gervin kid who, I don't know, he doesn't look like he knows what the hell he's doing, doesn't really tackle very well. And the front seven, they do the best they can. When Mike Tressel's not busy, only rushing three on third downs. But they do the best that they can, and they're super talented. But, I mean, what are they supposed to do? Hold teams to 10 points? I said it to you time and again, and this is the problem I had with Mark's comment a few weeks ago. For him to reference OSU and 2002 and 3, and we won a national title playing this way, it tells you everything you need to know. It is damn near impossible to play trestle ball in 2019. It is, man. It just is. And if you don't see, pop in what the team looked like in 2014 and pop in what they look like now. Tell me the talent's the same. Tell me that we're lining up. I've seen my team go toe-to-toe with the best of the best. And the only time I felt frightened for my guys' lives was the second half against Alabama. I've never as a fan gone into games and gone, well, we're going to lose by 50. Or we shouldn't be on the same field. Let me tell you this. We shouldn't even been on the field Saturday night. I mean, Mark has allowed this program to fall into a state of what's going to look like disrepair next year. And if you don't believe that, cool, I guess we'll have this conversation. But this is where I just don't want to go down this road. They got a three-game schedule. It was OSU, it's Wisconsin, it's Penn State. Does the schedule do us any favors? No, of course it doesn't. But classic D'Antonio, right? A guy who was a top five coach, a guy who took us to heights that we had never seen before consistently, you know, since the advent of modern football. That guy would find a way to win two of these three games. And if OSU was a fait accompli, then so be it. You got to go to Wisconsin and show us that you can still defy it and you can still get this team to rally up and you can still get them to win. Here's the problem. I don't think he can do it. I don't think he's got the horses to run this race, and that's his fault. The recruiting, the player development, it's not there. I mean, how long have I talked about all year, and people are going to go, oh, well, Jalen Naylor's hurt. Guys, no offense to Jalen Naylor. Exciting young player, but he's made about two plays in his career. Like, I can't turn him into Jerry Jeudy. I can't make him into, you know, an All-American. You got to have a third receiver that could step up to the plate and be something. We don't have it. Oh, but we missed this throw. Or, oh, Darryl Stewart dropped this ball. Or, oh, a lineman missed this. You know why? Because they're not good enough. Because they're not big-time guys. Oh, but Darryl Stewart's stats, bro. It doesn't matter. Let me ask you a question. If you're going to play trestle ball, you know what the most important thing is besides your defense? You need an offensive line. You know what Mark's not built since really 2014 and 15, the injuries kind of hit us hard, but the O-line has sucked consistently. Sucked. At some point, are you dinglings going to blame your coach for that? We don't have good O-line coaching. We don't have good O-line recruiting. But yet Mark Staten stayed employed all those years until we reshuffled the deck. And now we have Jim Bowman captaining the ship. Look, you could talk about the left tackle spot. I understand it. I know State's up against it. I get it. We're on our fourth left tackle. But, like, that doesn't explain Jordan Reed's existence. That doesn't explain our guard play. Oh, but Jarvis is hurt. Yeah, I need a second string guy who can step up to the plate. We don't have it. We don't have an upper echelon offensive line. We don't have really great skill play. It's on Mark. This is his restaurant. So if the eggs are runny and it gives a customer diarrhea of the explosive variety, that's on Mark. And defensively, we're not as good as we thought we were going to be. And I'll continue to say it. I do not love Mike Tressel. Any defensive coordinator that consistently thinks rushing three guys or having three down linemen on third down is a good idea, we're never going to get along. I don't like it. I just don't like it. And really, it is what it is. If Mark's got any juice left, you got to go win the next two. You got to save this season. You got to find a way to keep 9-3 as a possibility. Even then, it's just kind of a bummer because you already dropped the ASU game. No, I don't think they're winning the Big Ten. And obviously, no, they're not a college football playoff team. If you're not contending for the conference championship, to me, that's a bad season. And MSU, since the Big Ten title game, is basically a 500 program. I don't know what the specific number is. I'm sure it's close to 500. And then if I just take away Rutgers and Illinois games, I bet you it's really not pretty. I'm not interested in beating bad teams and losing to good teams. I watched that my whole life. That's called MSU football my entire life. So, not interested in it. And next year, I think this team's going to be really bad. Bad. Like 6-6 pinstripe bowl bad. You're not recruiting. You're not developing. You're not finding diamonds. And you just didn't make any changes to your line cooks. So now the Yelp score of your restaurant is drifting down into the mid threes. I ain't eating at that joint. That ain't interesting to me. So we'll find out if Mark's got any legs left in him with the next 2 weeks, because I think the Mark D'Antonio we all loved and all adored and all would go to war for finds a way to win these games. But I don't know if he's got it anymore. And I'll tell you this, I don't know that he's got the horses. I mean, offensively, it's just any fan who thinks this is a good offense, you can take. This is where Narduzzi may have been right. Stats are for losers. I got to be honest. In this case, you got an offense scored 10 points. You got an offense that already scored 7 points against another ranked team they played. Guys, if you take the helmet off that team and you just ask somebody, hey, a certain football team went out and against the two best teams that played or two ranked teams that played, it barely could get to 10 points. You'd go, yeah, the offense is a fraud. It ain't no good. Well, here we are. See you in Madison on Saturday. I'm very worried. Very worried. But again, this is why I just think it's over. And I'm kind of ready for a new flavor. But then again, we don't have an AD. There's no pressure. Even if Mark walks, they'll just elevate Tressel. That'll be lame duck. And we're going to hell in a handbasket. So it really doesn't matter, does it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.